Low-grade gliomas by All Star Medics. Description: low-grade gliomas are a heterogeneous group of pediatric brain tumors and the majority of childhood CNS neoplasms. They are most commonly located in the posterior fossa, followed by the cerebral hemispheres and optic pathways. Most cases arise sporadically, but some are associated with syndromes like neurofibromatosis type 1 or tuberous sclerosis complex. These tumors are slow-growing and generally benign histologically, with excellent long-term survival, though progression may occur even a decade after diagnosis. Histological pacification. Low-grade gliomas include astrocytic tumors, pilocytic astrocytoma, subependymal giant cell astrocytoma, diffuse astrocytoma, pilomyxoid astrocytoma, pleomorphic xanthoastrocytoma, oligodendroglioma, neuronal and mixed neuronal glial tumors, ganglioglioma, gangliocytoma, desmoplastic ganglioglioma, disembryoplastic neuroepithelial tumor, or oligoastrocytoma. Clinical features. General symptoms arise from raised intracranial pressure, headaches, nausea, vomiting, especially in the morning, and lethargy. Older children may have abnormal pupil responses, sixth cranial nerve palsies, or papilledema. Infants may show irritability, poor feeding, developmental delay, macrocephaly, bulging fontanelle, shrill cry, or the setting sun eye sign. Localizing symptoms depend on tumor location, seizures, hemiparesis, and behavioral changes for cerebral hemispheres, visual deficits, optic nerve atrophy, proptosis, or strabismus for optic pathway gliomas, and cranial nerve deficits or long tract signs for brainstem tumors. Investigations. Radiology is essential. CT scans pre- and post-contrast, and MRI with and without contrast. Spinal MRI may be needed to rule out metastases. Biopsy is reserved for unresectable tumors where diagnosis is uncertain. Optic pathway gliomas are generally not biopsied, and some LGGs can be diagnosed on imaging alone if pathology is reliable. Treatment. Surgery is the mainstay when gross total resection is feasible. Tumors in deep, midline, optic pathway, or brainstem locations require referral to specialized centers. Children with more than 95% resection should have MRI scans every 4 months for 3 years, then at extended intervals. Non-resectable or progressive tumors may require chemotherapy, radiotherapy, or observation. Chemotherapy is preferred for children under 3 years, deep-seated tumors, or progression after radiation. Radiation therapy is reserved for inoperable, recurrent, or progressive cases in children older than 3 years and is generally avoided in optic pathway gliomas or NF1 patients. Small tumors and those in NF1 patients may be managed with careful observation. Chemotherapy, CBV regime, induction phase. 10 weeks of carboplatin at 175 mg per meter squared IV over 1 hour for 8 doses, and vincristine at 1.5 mg per meter squared IV push weekly for 10 doses, max 2 mg. If there is an objective response or stable disease, maintenance therapy can continue for up to 8 cycles, starting 2 weeks after the last induction cycle.